A man laugh at Jordan, for we have taken our sheet upon her stones, where we have hanged our hearts in her trees, and we list, as she bids us, by the waters of Babylon. In the name of Anna the Almaziful, the ever-living, the bringer of plurabilities, hallowed be her eve, her sing-time sung, her rill be run, unhemmed as it is uneven. Her untitled Mamma Festa, memorializing the Most Highest, has gone by many names at disjointed times. Thus we hear of the Augusta Angustissimost for old sea bestia's salvation, Rockabill Booby and the Wave Trough, here's to the relics of old decencies, Anastasia's rise to notice, nickel down Duddy Gunn, and a Reich Sir Cannon, my golden one and my silver wedding, Amory Tristam and Icy Cicerve, Setha Sawyer till a stram, Ick Dick Dope Dope et tu mihi mihi, by birthplate for a bite, which of your Hester days mean ye tomorrow? Ho begun the Hebrewer hit waterman the brain, arcs in his ceiling flee chinks on the floor, Rebus de Hibernicis. The crazier letters, groans of a Britoness, Peter Peepler picked a plot to pitch his popolin, an apology for a big, some such no-noun as husband or houseboat or hosebound is probably understood, for we have also the Pluther plethoric, my hoons bood hands bads, a journey to Porthergill gone, and he never has the hour. Ought we to visit him? For Arc, Sizu, Cleopatra's needlework, picturing Alborum on the Sahara with the combing of the camels and the parlour maids of Egypt, cock in the pot for father, Plagiat Vestre, a new cure for an old clap, where portentos they'd grow gonder, how I'd wish I woo Sir Geese. Gettle Netty, thrust him not, when the myrtles of Venice played to Blockus's line, to plunge me high he waves Chiltern on friend. Ormond Skew visits Amen Mart, e'en though I granny a bee he would fain me cuddle, 20 of chambers, weighty 10 beds and a one set of room. I led the life, through the boxer cocks arising in the house with the golden stairs, the following fork, he's my O Jerusalem and I'm his Po, the best in the west, by the stream of Zem-Zem on the zigzag hill, the man that made his mother in the Marlbury train, try our tile on a taube, the log of Annie to the base all, Nopper tipped a nappy wink to his naughty little dancy girls, versus Orl Orl, the king of Orlbird, Intimier Minilist of an exterior monolith, drink to him, my jockey, and thou'lt be mine, thy winnowing sheep. I ask you to believe I was his mistress. He can explain, from Victrolia Nuance to Albart Nuance. Da's a daisy, so gimme your handsel too. What Barbara's done to a barrel organ before the rank tank and bumtail, husk the admortal. What Jumbo made to Jalis, and what Annie set to him. Ophelia's culprin. Here, Humpty Hublin, my old danch. I am older nor the rogues among wished I slips, and he calls me his jewel of Ayesha. Supports a ventriloquist marries a corpse. Laps for fins this funny coon's week. How the buckling shot at Rush in January. Look to the lady, from the rise of the Dutch Republic to the fall of the pot still. Of the two ways of opening the mouth, I have not stopped water where it should flow, and I know the 29 names of Atra Ente. The Tortor of Tory Island traits Galatia like his milch cow. From Abbey Gate to Crow Alley, through a lift in the lood. Smocks for their graces and me aunt for them clodstoppers. How to pull a good horoscope even when old sire is dead to the world. In the gleam of Waterloo, faith he succeeded to my aspiration. D steps forward, two steps back. My skin appeals to three senses, and my curly lips demand column kisses. Gage Street on a cranny's savings. Them lads made a treen of battle watchers, and they totties a doit of deers. In my lord's bed by one whore went through it. Mum, it is all over. Cowpoy ride by 12-acre terrace in the unique estates of a Mexican. He gave me a thou, so I serve him with thee. Of all the wide torsos in all the wild glen, O Donna, white Donna, he's hue to me cry. I'm the stitch in his basque side, you'd be naught without mum, to keep the huskies off the hustings and picture pets from lifting shops. Norska Torska find the puddle, he pursed me here with the ardour of a tonnaburk. A boob was weeping, this mower was reaping. O Lachlan, Up from the pit of my stomach I swish you the white of the morning. Ingloandian medleys from Tammany Moor. The great Polynesianal entertrainer exhibits Ballantine brochures with the link of nature. The mimic of Meg Neg and the Mackies. Entered as the lastus pig tarial and my puridical at Stitchener's Hall. Siegfried Follies and or a gentilhomme's faux pas. See the first book of Jealousies, Pepin. The suspended sentence. A pretty brick story for child-sized heroes. As low our sleep. I knew I'd got it in me, so fit settles that. Thunderbolt, Captain Smith, and La Belle Sauvage, Pocahontas. Way for wet weak Wellikins, Dushka Marianne, the last of the Fingallian. It was me egged him on to the Stock Exchange and lent my dutiful face to his customs. Chee-chee-cheels on their China mixions. Picked me up Peters. Lumpty-tum-tumpty had a big fall. Pimp-pimp, pimp-pimp. Measly ventures of two lights and the fall of fruit. The folks' family interior. If my spread eagles wasn't so tight, I'd loosen my corsets on that bunch of Maggie straps. Alalosha Popafet and ho cotch me I. Seen April's and thin died. I beg you to believe from love and mother. Fine's fault was no felon. Exat Delvin rent a life. The flash that flies from Fuggy's eyes has set me hair on fire. His is the house that Malt made. Divine views from back to the front. Aid to Sare stood Isaac Neuter, till Bram talked him common sex. A nibble at eve, will that bowel relieve? All for guineas. Sounds and compliments libidous. Seven wives awake a week. Ariane and Berber Blut. Amy licks porter while Huffy chops eds. A brace of umbellas or a triple of canes. But butter bust. From the manor lord Hovid to the Mrs. O'Mollys, and from the dames to their sames. Many festoons for the colleagues on the green. An outstanding back and an excellent half-centre if called on. As tree is quick and stone is white, so is my washing done by night. First and last, only true account, all about the honorary Mersu Erica, LSD, and the snake nuggets, by a woman of the world who only can tell naked truths about a dear man and all his conspirators, how they all tried to fall him, putting it all around Luca Lizard, about Private Erica and a pair of sloppy sluts, plainly showing all the unmentionability, falsely accusing about the raincoat. The proteiform graph itself is a polyhedron of scripture. There was a time when naïf alphabetters would have written it down the tracing of a purely deliquescent recidivist, possibly ambidextrous, snub-nosed probably, and presenting a strangely profound rainbow in his or her occiput. To the hardily curiosing entomophilist, then, it has shown a very sex mosaic of nymphosis, in which the eternal chimera hunter Oriolopos, now frond of sugars, then leaf of salts, the sensory crowd in his belly, coupled with an eye for the good's truth, bewilder blissed by their night effluvia, with guns like drums and fondas like forceps, persequestulate his Vanessas from floor to floor. Somehow this sounds like the purest kiduleon, wherein our Madanath erosion of lower lore is rich. All so heru from us him in a kitchen of darkness, by hazard and worn rolls are reared, we must grope on till zero hour, like poor old jowers as we are, would we salve aught of moments for our eyesore today. A mousin though not but. Closer inspection of the bordereau would reveal a multiplicity of personalities inflicted on the documents or document, and some prevision of virtual crime or crimes might be made by anyone unwary enough before any suitable occasion for it or them had so far managed to happen along. In fact, under the closed eyes of the inspectors, the traits featuring the chiaroscuro coalesce, their contrarieties eliminated, in one stable somebody, similarly, as by the providential warring of heart-shaker with housebreaker and of dram-drinker against freethinker, our social something bowls along bumpily, experiencing a jolting series of prearranged disappointments down the long lane of, it's as semper as oxhouse humper, generations, more generations, and still more generations. Say, Baron Lassador, who in Hull Hegel wrote the darn thing anyhow? Erect, be seated mount back against a party wall, below Freezy grade, by the use of quill or style, with turbid or pellucid mind, accompanied or the reverse by mastication, interrupted by visit of seer to scribe or of scribe to sight, atwixt two showers or a toss of a trike, rained upon or blown around, by a right-down regular racer from the soil, or by a two-paned whittle-wit, laden with the loot of learning. Now, patience. And remember, patience is the great thing, and above all things else, we must avoid anything like being or becoming out of patience. A good plan, used by worried business folk who may not have had many momentums to master Kung's doctrine of the mean, or the propriety code struthers of Capri Mustimus, is just to think of all the sinking fund of patience possessed in their conjoint names by both brothers Bruce, with whom are incorporated their Scotch Spider and Elberfell's calculating horses. If after years upon years of delving in ditches dark, one tub-thumper more than others, Kinnihoon or Cahanan, Giardana or Mere Meason Manager, has got up for the darn all same purpose of reassuring us with all the barber of the Carriagee House that our great ascendant was, properly speaking, three syllables less than his own surname. Yes, yes, less. That the ear of Finn Erica aforetime was the trademark of a broadcaster with wicker, local jargon, for an ace's patent. Here, calls, everywhere. Then, as to this radio-oscillating epi-epistle to which, cotton, silk or samite, coal, gall or brick dust, we must ceaselessly return. Whereabouts exactly at present, in Siam, Hell or Tophet, under that glory soul which plays tour-a-loop with us, in this Aludin's Cove of Arcadia City, is that bright so-and-such to slip us the dinkum oil? Naysayers, we know. To conclude, purely negatively from the positive absence of political odia and monetary requests, that its page cannot ever have been a pen product of a man or woman of that period or those parts, is only one more unlooked-for conclusion leapt at, being tantamount to inferring, from the non-presence of inverted commas, sometimes called quotation marks, on any page, that its author was always constitutionally incapable of misappropriating the spoken words of others. Luckily, there is another cant to the question. Has any fellow of the dime-a-dozen type, it might with some profit some dull evening quietly be hinted, has any usual sort of ornery josser, flat-chested, 40-ish, faintly flatulent, and given to ratiocination by syncopation and the elucidation of complications, of his greatest Fung Yang diners descended, only another the son of, in fact, ever looked sufficiently longly at a quite everyday-looking stamped, addressed envelope? Admittedly, it is an outer husk. Its face, in all its featureful perfection of imperfection, is its fortune. It exhibits only the civil or military clothing of whatever passion-pallid nudity or plague-purple nakedness may happen to tuck itself under its flap. Yet, to concentrate solely on the literal sense, or even the psychological content of any document, to the sore neglect of the enveloping facts themselves circumstantiating it, is just as hurtful to sound sense, and let it be added, to the truest taste, as were some fellow in the act of perhaps getting an intro from another fellow, turning out to be a friend in need of his, say, to a lady of the latter's acquaintance, engaged in performing the elaborative ancestral ceremony of upstairs, straight away to run off and vision her, plump and plain in her natural altogether, preferring to close his Blinkhard's eyes to the etiquettical fact that she was, after all, wearing for the space of the time being some definite articles of evolutionary clothing, inharmonious creations, a captious critic might describe them as, or not strictly necessary, or a trifle irritating here and there, but for all that, suddenly full of local colour and personal perfume, and suggestive, too, of so very much more, and capable of being stretched, filled out, if need or wish were, of having their surprisingly like coincidental parts separated, don't they now, for better survey by the deft hand of an expert, don't you know? Who in his heart doubts either that the facts of feminine clothiering are there all the time, or that the feminine fiction, stranger than the facts, is there also at the same time only a little to the rear, or that one may be separated from the other, or that both may then be contemplated simultaneously, or that each may be taken up and considered in turn apart from the other. Here let a few artifacts fend in their own favour. The river felt she wanted salt. That was just where Brian came in. The country asked for bear's paw for Dindin, and bound in it got it surely. We who live under heaven, we of the clovery kingdom, we Middlesins people, have often watched the sky overreaching the land. We suddenly have. Our isle is safe. The place. That stern chuckler, mayhappy, mayhap not, once said to Rapetian in that Lucan conservatory way of his, that is it a chapel as it a Lucan was the one place, out not, in this mad vale of tares, whose verdures yellowed their ever phaeton parks' car, while its tamalized tares the dream of drainophilias, where the possible was the improbable, and the improbable the inevitable. If the proverbial bishop of our holy and undivided, with this me ken or no me ken, zot is the quiz tune, habermashed had his toenails on the head, we are in for a sequentiality of improbable possibles, though possibly nobody, after having grubbed up a lock of cold corn above his subject, probably in Aristoteles or the Bible, will go out of his way to applaud him on the unboyast back of his remark, for utterly impossible as are all these events, they are probably as like those which may have taken place as any others which never took person at all are ever likely to be. Ahan. About that original hen. Midwinter, poor or cool was in the offing, and prem ver a promise of April, when as Kisha Bridges sang life's all sahat song, an ice-clad shiverer, merest of bantlings, observed a cold fowl behaviorizing strangely on that fatal midden or chip factory, or comical-bottomed copse jute, dump for short, afterwards changed into the orangery, when in the course of deeper demolition, unexpectedly one bushman's holiday, its limon threw up a few spontaneous fragments of orange peel, the last remains of an outdoor meal by some unknown sun-seeker or place-hider illico way back in his mist-ridden past. What child of a strand-looper, but keepy little Kevin, in the despondful surrounding of such sneezing cold, would ever have proved up on a straight that was called street a motive for future sanctity by euchring the finding of the Arduck chalice by another highly innocent and beachwalker, whilst trying with pious clamour to wheedle tipper-raw-raw-raw-ree-raw potatoes out of Nowseeland, in spite of the patch purple of the massacre, a duel, to die today, goddam and big god sticks and stanks of most of the Jacobiters. The bird in the case was Belinda of the Doran, a more than quinquagintarian, Tertius prize with Cerny medal, she Pelides Hayne exposition, and what she was scratching at the hour of clocking 12 looked for all this zigzag world like a goodish-sized sheet of letter paper originating by transhipped from Boston, Mass, of the last of the first, to dear, whom it proceeded to mention, Maggie well and all at home health well, only the hate turned the mild on the Van Houtens, and the general's elections with a lovely face of some born gentleman with a beautiful present of wedding cakes for dear thank you, Christy, and with grand fun for all of poor Father Michael, don't forget unto lights, and muggy well, how are you, Maggie, and hope soon to hear well, and must now close it, with fondest to the two inns, with four cross kisses for Holy Paul, Holy Corner, Holy Pauly, Holy Island, P.S. from, locust may eat all, but this sign shall they never, affectionate, large-looking tatch of the stain, and that a tea stain, the over-cautelousness of the master bilker here, as usual, signing the page away, marked it off on the spout of the moment as a genuine relic of ancient Irish pleasant pottery of that Lydia-like languishing class known as a haremi or the hazy. Why, then, how? Well, Almost any photoist worth his chemicuts will tip anyone asking him the teaser that if a negative of a horse happens to melt enough while drying, well, what you do get is, well, a positively, grotesquely distorted macro mass of all sorts of horse-happy values and masses of melt-while horse. Tip. Well, this, freely, is what must have occurred to our missive. There's a sod of a term for you. Please whisk off the grass. Unfilched from the voucher by the sagacity of a look-me-little-like-me-long hen. Heated residence in the heart of the orange-flavored mud mound had partly obliterated the negative to start with, causing some features palpably nearer your pecker to be swollen up most grossly, while the farther back we managed to wiggle, the more we need the loan of a lens to see as much as the hen saw. Tip. You is feeling like you was lost in the bush, boy. You says it is a puling sample jungle of woods. You most shouts out, bethicket me for a stump of a beach if I had the paltriest notions what the Pharisee all means. Gee up, girlie. The quad gospelers may own the Targum, but any of the Zingari Shularim may pick a peck of kindlings yet from the sack of old Henstein. Lead, kindly fowl. They always did, ask the ages. What bird has done yesterday, man may do next year. Be it fly, be it molt, be it hatch, be it agreement in the nest. For her socio-scientific sense is sound as a bell, sir. Her volocrine automutativeness right on normalcy. She knows, she just feels she was kind of born to lay and love eggs. Trust her to propagate the species and hoosh her fluff balls safe through din and danger. Lastly but mostly, in her genetic field, it is all game and no gammon. She is ladylike in everything she does and plays the gentleman's part every time. Let us auspice it. Yes, before all this has time to end, the golden age must return with its vengeance. Man will become dirigible. Ague will be rejuvenated. Woman with her ridiculous white burden will reach by one step sublime incubation. The main wanting human lioness with her dishorned discipular man-ram will lie down together publicly, flank upon fleece. No, assuredly they are not justified. Those gloom-pourers who grouse that letters have never been quite their old selves again since that weird weekday in bleak Janivere, yet how palmy date in a waste's oasis, when to the shock of both, Biddy Doran looked at literature. And she may be a mere Marcella, this midget majesty, mistress of art, but it is not a hear or say of some anomalous letter signed Toga Gerilis T.C. Dear. We have a cop of her fist right against our nosy box. We note the paper with her jotty young watermark, Notre Dame du Bon Marché. And she has a heart of iron. What loomy lilt as she falls with her falimineers and her Nadia nods, as a straw will shore she does the wind lag, recting to show the rudeness of a robber curling and showing the fancitize of a frisette. But how many of her readers realize that she is not out to dizzle-dazzle with the great uncoutrement of post-Mantuan glasseries from the Latins and the Greeks? Nuttings on her wildlife, grabar good and grande for old Armenian etymologists, like Daria Morius and Zovo Trimazarov Marav Maruvian. Dum-dum. She feel plain plate one flat fact thing, and if last ways first wise, a man alone's seen any on anyone's others has no rates to don a kick at with any on anachars about two twos milking fours, and re-rears on the outer end, assicking the two twos to be forwarder. Thing crookliex in every pasture six-dix lichens him around hers the magaby kin-kin can-can with don't mind looking at it. Mesdames, Marmoiselles, Messieurs, s'il va pe. Or schwan, schreit. Ich tell the cocks truth about him. Cap hack kaput. No minces, man. He had to see life foully the plaque and the smut, schreit. There were three men in him, schreit. Dancing, schreit, was his only two feeble, with apple harlots and little marlfogels, specially, schreit, when they peaches. Anis war camellia pen. Yours very truthful, Adapalin. Yet is it but an old story, the tale of a tree stone with one Isolde, of a Mons held by tent pegs and his pal Waterloost on the run. What Cadman could, but Badman wouldn't. Any Genoa man against any Venice, and why Kate takes charge of the waxworks. Let us now, whether health, dangers, public orders, and other circumstances permitting, are perfectly convenient if you police, after you police, pardoning mine, ich bin so fresh, bay, drop this jiggery-pokery, and talk straight turkey meat to mate, for while the ear be we Michaels or Nicholas, may sometimes be inclined to believe others, the eye, whether browned or no lens, find it devilish hard now and again even to believe itself. Habes ores et num videbis, habes oculos, ac mane palpabuat. Tip, drawing nearer to take our slant at it, since after all it has met with misfortune while all underground, let us see all there may remain to be seen. I am a worker. A tombstone mason, anxious to please everybody's, and jolly glad when Christmas comes his once a year. You are a poor joist, unctuous to police no bobbies, and tunny belly solely when 'tis time to call home again. We cannot say eye to eye. We cannot smile nose from nose. Still, one cannot help noticing that rather more than half of the lines run north-south, in the Nemphthys and Bucharahast direction, while the others go west-east, in search from Malazias with Burgarad, for tiny top though it looks, when Schopnisling alongside other incunabula. It has its cardinal points for all that. These ruled barriers along which the traced words run, march, halt, walk, stumble at doubtful points, stumble up again in comparative safety, seem to have been drawn first of all in a pretty checker with lamp black and blackthorn. Such crossing is anti-Christian, of course, but the use of the home-born shillelagh as an aid to calligraphy shows a distinct advance from savagery to barbarism. It is seriously believed by some that the intention may have been geodetic, or in the view of the cannier, domestic economical. But by writing thitherways end to end, and turning, turning, and end to end hitherways writing, and with lines of litters slittering up and louds of latter slettering down, the old semi to my place and jupit back again, from Thamlet rise till Homlet sleep. Where in the waste is the wisdom? Another point. In addition to the original sand, pounce powder, drunkard paper, or soft rag used, any veteran hanger in our soft social can see the scene for himself, a wee tofty odd room, the cheery spluttered on the one carrig, a darker dishin of booze from Dalbania, any got's quantity of raki, a Portugal and some buck sitting out on the sofa. You remember the sort of softball sucker Mutru used to tell us when we were all biribias or nippies and messes? It has acquired accretions of tericious matter whilst loitering in the past. The tea-time-stained terminal, say not the tag, mama, or our show's a failure, is a cosy little brown study all to oneself, and whether it be thumbprint, made mark, or just a portrait of the artless, its importance in establishing the identities in the writer complexes, for if the hand was one, the minds of active and agitated were more than so, will be best appreciated by never forgetting that both before and after the Battle of the Boyne, it was a habit not to sign letters always. Tip. And it is surely a lesser ignorance to write a word with every consonant too few than to add all too many. The end? Say it with missiles, then, and thus arabesque the page. You have your cup of scalding souchong, your taper's wax and drop, your cat's paw, the clove or coffin nail you chewed or champed as you worded it, your lark in clear air. So why, pray, sign anything, as long as every word, letter, pen stroke, paper space is a perfect signature of its own? A true friend is known much more easily and better into the bargain by his personal touch, habits of full or undress, movement, response to appeals for charity than by his footwear, say. And speaking anent Tiberius and other incestuous salacities among gerontophils, A word of warning about the tenderloined passion hinted at. Some soft-nosed peruser might mayhem take it up erogenously, as the usual case of spoons, prostituta in herba, plus stinky pinks deliberatively somersaulting off her bisexicle at the main entrance of curate's perpetual suit and suit, with her 1-2-C and a woe, who picks her up as gingerly as any balm-bearer would to feel whereupon the virgin was most hurt, and nicely asking, "Why have you been so grace a morning? And where were you chaste, me child? Be who, Father Potential?" And so wider, but we grisly old psychos, who have done our unsmiling bit on Alice's when they were young and easily Freudent, in the penumbra of the procuring room, and what oracular compression we have had apply to them, could, did we care to sell our feebought silence in camera, tell our very moist-nostrilled one that father, in such variegated contexts, is not always that undemonstrative relative, often held up to our contumacy, who settles our hash bill for us, and what an innocent all-abroad's adverb such as Michaeli looks like can be suggestive of under the pudendoscope. And finally, what a neurasthene nympholept endocrine pineal typus of inverted parentage, with a prepossessing drama present in her past, and a priapic urge for congress with agnates before cognates, fundamentally is feeling for under her lubricitous meiosis when she refers with liking to some feeler she fancies tastes. And, we could, yet, what need to say? 'Tis as human a little story as paper could well carry, in effect, as sing-sing, so Salomon, so suing to swit-bittles, while as unbluffingly blur-to-brusque-blunt as an Ezra, the cat's meter, the meter's cat's wife, the meter's cat's wife's half-better, the meter's cat's wife's half-better's meter, and so back to our horses, for we also know what we have perused from the pages of I Was a General, that shouting up of Bolsklevism by Schottenboom, that Father Michael, about this red time of the White Terror, equals the old regime, and Margaret is the social revolution, while cakes mean the party funds, and dear thank you signifies national gratitude. In fine, we have heard, as it happened, of Spartacus Intercellular. We are not cocknered yet, dead hand. We can recall with volunteers the froggy Jew, and sweeter far t'where now we sinks in Dumble's fair city ere one more year is o'er. We turned our coasts to the good gay tune, when from down swords the sea merged the old oath guns, and answer made the bull O'Dwyer. But, est modest in verbal, let a prostitute be whoso stands before a door and winks, or parks herself in the fornix near a make-us-in wall, since in, and the curate one who brings strong waters, gin, but also, and dinna forget, that there is many a sleep between some at home's first, and more in Ausland's last, and that the beautiful presence of waiting Kate's will until life be more than enough to make any milk-mike in the language of sweet tarts punch hell's hate into his twin Nicky, and that Maggie's tea, or your majesty, if heard as a boost from a born gentleman, is. For if the lingo gasped between kicksheets, however basically English, were to be preached from the mouths of wicker church wardens and metaphysicians in the row, and advocatos, all voyous, demi-voyous, langoths, lesbials, dantels, gutter howls, and forks, where would their practice be, or where the human race itself, were the Pythagorean sesquipedalia of the Panepistemion, however apically Volapuki, Grunted and Gromweld, Ichabod, Habakkuk, Openoff, Ogamig, Hapaxel, Gomenon, over country stiles, behind slated dwelling houses, downed blind lanes, or, when all fruit fails, under some stacking left on a coarse cock. So hath been love, tis, and will be, till wears and tears and ages. Thiefest the night, steal we the air, shawl thiner leafest mine. Hear, oh hear, insult the fair, traitor, bad hearer, brave. The lightning look, the birding cry, awe from the grave, ever flowing on the time. Foyer Agasaria, yard and water. Now godson shine on Mende's daughter. A good clap afore marriage, a bad wake till hell's well. Such is man a wife's lot of lose and win again, till he's grown whiskers on whose chin again. She plucketed them out, but they grown in again. So what are you going to do about it? Oh dear. If Junas she stay, aho, and if Yulon he poo, the all stole yolum. From Kikikine to Mishmishele, and a Jean-Baptiste to a Brulo Brulo. It is told in sounds in utter that, in signs so adds to, in universe, in polyglottal, in each auxiliary neutral idiom, sordomutic, lorry lingua, shelter focal, flay flutter, a conscubane, a prose to cute, strass Arab, air purse, and any tongue at all. Since not seen Annette, tripped palmy ways with hi-ho Harry, there's a spurt fire turf a kind of kindling, when oft as the soof-soof blows her peaties up, and a clay pot wet for thee, my stissies, and talk-a-talk-a till Tibbs has eased. And what though, revelous life proving aye the death of Ronald's, when wind-power wine has bucked the kick on poor one man, biliousness has been biliousness during millions of millenniums, and our mixed racings have been giving two hoots or three jeers for the grape, vine, and brew, and Peter's in New Amsterdam, and Powley's where the pools go, and rum smelt his end for him, and he dined off sooth American. It would give one the friar even were one a normal kettle liquor. This old world epistola of their weatherings and their marryings and their buryings and their natural selections has tumbled down to a farce and made it all our, like an old cup and tay, as I was hotting myself. Ha ha! And as you was culled in your duchy hovel, ho ho, she told the tailor her tooth. Hoo hoo! Now capnomancy and infusionism may both fit as tight as two privets, but while we in our wee free state, holding to that pre-statute in our charter, may have our irremovable doubts as to the whole sense of the law, the interpretation of any phrase in the whole, the meaning of every word of a phrase so far deciphered out of it, however unfettered our Irish daily independence, we must vaunt no idle dubiosity as to its genuine authorship and holus bolus authoritativeness. And let us bring thee cease to beakerings on that clink, Ormond Botlam. On the face of it, to vault back to our desultory horses, and for your roughshod mind, battle-lost bull, the affair is a thing once for all done, and there you are, somewhere, and finished in a certain time, be it a day or a year, or even supposing it should eventually turn out to be a serial number of goodness gracious alone knows how many days or years. Anyhow, somehow and somewhere, before the book flood or after her ebb, somebody mentioned by name in his telephone directory, Coccolanius or Gallotaurus, wrote it all down, and there you are, full stop. Oh, undoubtedly, yes, and very portably so, but one who deeper thinks will always bear in the back buckus of his mind that this downright, there you are, and there it is only all in his eye. Why? Because, suffer him, Babel, if it goes to that. And dormer window gossip will cry it from the housetops no surelier than the writing on the wall will hew it to the maud of men that mote in the main street every person, place, and thing in the chaosmos of all anyway connected with the gobbly-dumped Turkery was moving and changing every part of the time. The travelling inkhorn, possibly pot, the hare and turtle pen and paper, the continually more and less inter-misunderstanding minds of the anti-collaborators, the as time went on as it will, variously inflected, differently pronounced, otherwise spelled, changeably meaning vocable script signs. No, so heart me petto, it is not a miseffectual why a synchronous riot of blots and blurs and bars and balls and hoops and wriggles and juxtaposed jottings linked by spurts of speed. It only looks as like it as damn it, And sure, we ought really to rest thankful that at this deleteful hour of dung flies dawning, we have even a written on with dried ink scrap of paper at all to show for ourselves, tear it or leave it. And we are lofted to ourselves as the soul fisher when he led the cat out of the boat. After all that we lost and plundered of it, even to the hidmost coinings of the earth, and all it has gone through, and by all means, after a good ground kiss to Terracotta, and for war's luck our left off flung over our home homoplate, cling to it as with drowning hands, hoping against hope all the while that by the light of philosophy, and may she never forsake us, things will begin to clear up a bit one way or another within the next quarrel of an hour, and be hanged to them as 10 to 1 they will to please the pigs, as they ought to, categorically, as strictly between ourselves. There is a limit to all things, so this will never do. For with that farm frow's foul flare, for that flayful fox beater, the calamites calumetas calling for calamitous calamity. Who that scrutinizing marvels at those indignant whip-loop lashes, those so prudently bolted or blocked rounds, the touching reminiscence of an incompleted trail or dropped final, a round thousand whirligig glorioles prefaced by, alas, now illegible airy plume flight, all tiberiously ambi-embellishing the initials majuscule of Erica. The meant to be baffling Chrismon Trilithon sign E, narrator's note, capital E turned 90 degrees to the right, end of narrator's note, finally called after some his hesitancy, heck, which, moved contra-watchwise, represents his title in Siegler as the smaller, capital Delta, frontly called following a certain change of state of grace of nature, Alp or Delta, when single, stands for or tautologically stands beside the consort. Though for that matter, since we have heard from Cathay circles how the hen is not merely a tick or two after the first, fifth, fourth of the second, eighth, twelfth, Xiang Chang Hong Kong Sanctioner, but yearly the other, and 30th of the 9th from the 20th, our own vulgar 4:32 and 11:32 irrespectively. Why not take the former for a village inn, the latter for an upside-down bridge, a multiplication marking for crossroads ahead, which you like pothook for the family gibbet, their old four-wheedler for the bucker's field, a tea anyway for a tryst someday, and his one side missing for an all-blind alley leading to an Irish plot in the Champ de Mort, not? The steady monologue of the interiors, the pardonable confusion for which some blame the cudgel and more blame the soot, but unthanks to which the peas with their caps awry are quite as often as not taken for cues with their tails in their, or are quite as often as not taken for pews with their tails in their mouths, thence your Christopher Palumbos, hence our cat Presbyterian. The curt witty-watty dashes never quite just right at the trim, trite truth letter. The sudden spluttered petulance of some capitalized middle, a word as cunningly hidden in its maze of confused drapery as a field mouse in a nest of colored ribbon. That absurdly bull's-footed bee declaring with an even plainer dumb show than does the mute commoner with us how hard a thing it is to be born a gentler man. And look at this pre-pronominal fun for all, engraved and retouched and edge-wiped and puddin'-padded, very like a whale's egg fast with pemmican, as were it sentenced to be nuzzled over a full trillion times forever and a night, till his noddles sink or swim by that ideal reader suffering from an ideal insomnia. All those red, rabbled oboli, K.N. peppercast over the text, calling unnecessary attention to errors, omissions, repetitions, and misalignments. That probably local or personal variant maggers, for the more generally accepted majesty, which is but a trifle and yet may quietly amuse, those supercilious-looking criss-crossed Greek E's, awkward-like perched there and here, out of date like sick owls hawked back to Athens, and the GGs, too, jesuistically formed at first, but afterwards genuflected angrily toward the Occident. The Ostrogothic cacography, affected to certain phrases of Etruscan stable talk, and, in short, the learning betrayed at almost every line's end. The head strength, at least 11 men of 32 palfrey craft, revealed by a constant labor to make a gimel pass through the eye of an iota. This, for instance, utterly unexpected sinistrogyric return to one peculiar sore point in the past. Those thrown open W's of an early muddy Turanian origin, whether man chooses to damn them agglutinatively, lu tu blue face ache, or il vudopi hole, or Kanskurt topple fouls, seated with such flop-right down determination and reminding Earth ineluctably of nature at her naturalist, while that fretful fidget F, the hornful digammer of your born a barbar, rarely heard now save when falling from the unfashionable lipses of some heterosexual, used always in two bold-faced print types, one of them as wrong-headed as his Claudian brother, is it worthwhile interrupting to say, throughout the papyrus as the revise mark, stalks all over the page, broods, capital F upside down facing left, sensation seeking an idea amid the verbiage, gaunt, stands dejectedly in the diapered window margin, with its basque of bay leaves all aflutter about its forks frogs, paces with a frown, jerking to and fro, flinging phrases here, there, or returns inhibited with some half-halted suggestion. Capital F upside down facing right, dragging its shoestring, the curious warning sign before our proto-parents ipsissima verba, a very pure nondescript, by the way, sometimes a palm-tailed otter, more often the arbutus fruit-flower leaf of the cane apple, which paleographers call a leak in the thatch, or the Aran man imperquis through the hole of his hat, indicating that the words which follow may be taken in any order desired. Hole of Aran man the hat through the whispering his ho. Here, keen again and begin again to make sound sense and sense sound kin again. Those haughty-pitched, dis-dotted H's, easily of the rariest, in as droll as most of the jaywalking I's we do plough into, halve, unconnected, principial, medial, or final, always gems in the jam, sahib, as pitless as threadworms. The innocent exhibitionism of those frank yet capricious underlinings, that strange, exotic serpentine, since so properly banished from our scripture, about as frequent a wetter hand now as to see a right-headed lady white Donnacork horse, which, in its invincible insolence, ever longer more and of more morosity, seems to uncoil spirally and swell lacertine lazily before our eyes under pressure of the writer's hand. The ungainly musicianlessness, so painted in sculpting self-sounder, aha, as black artful as a podatus, and dumbfounder, oho, oprorios, as ten canons in skelterfugue. The studious omission of year number and era name from the date, the one and only time when our copyist seems at least to have grasped the beauty of restraint, the lubricitous conjugation of the last with the first, the gypsy mating of a grand stylish grave-digging with second-best buns, an interpolation. These munchables occur only in the Butterbroth family of manuscripts, BB-Cod 4, Pap 2, Breck 11, Lun 3, Din 17, Sup 30, Fullup 1690. The scholiast has hungrily misheard a dead man's tola as a muffin bell. The foreshortened ampersands under which we can glipsat and feel for ourselves across all those rush years, the warm, soft, short pants of the quick scribbler, the vocative lapse from which it begins, and the accusative hole in which it ends itself, the aphasia of that heroic agony of recalling a once-loved number leading slip by slipper to a general amnesia of misnomering one's own. Next, those R's, rrr, those R's all bellicle, the high priest's hieroglyph of Kettle Tom and Odds Bones, rastered red-handedly from our hallowed rubric prayer for truce with booty, Oremus pro Romulo, and rudely from the fane's pinnacle tossed down by Porter to within an aim's ace of their quatrain of ruby jets, among those who arse without the temple, nor since Rose Distillery burned, have quaffed night's fire-filled cup, but jig-jog-jug as day the dice-box throws, whang, loyal six I lead, out be your heart's blood, blast ye. And there she's for you, sir, whang her, the fine woman, rouge to her lobster locks, the Rossi, whang, God, and O'Mara has it with his ruddy old villain Rufus, wait, whang, God, and you're another he hasn't, for there's my spoiled five of Spuds's trumps, wang, whack on his pigskin's kisser for him. K.M. O'Mara, where are you? Then, coming over to the left aisle, corner down the cruciform postscript, from which three basia, or shorter and smaller oscula, have been overcarefully scraped away, plainly inspiring the tenebrous tunk page of the Book of Kells. And then it need not be lost sight of that there are exactly three squads of candidates for the Crucian Rose awaiting their turn in the marginal panels of Column Killer, shugged in their three ballot boxes, then set apart for such hanging committees, where two was enough for anyone, starting with old Matthew himself, as he with great distinction said then, just as since then people speaking have fallen into the custom, when speaking to a person of saying, two is company, when the third person is the person darkly spoken of, and then that last labio-lingual basium might be read as a suavium, if whoever the embracer then was wrote with a tongue in his, or perhaps her, cheek, as the case may have been then. And the fatal droop-a-dwindle slope of the blame scroll, a sure sign of imperfectible moral blindness, the too-muchness, the far-too-manyness of all those four-legged M's, and why spell, dear God, with a big, thick G? Why, oh why, oh why? The cut-and-dry axe and wise form of the semi-final, and 18thly or 24thly, but at least thank Morris lastly when all is dead and done, the Penelopean patience of its last para, a colophon of no fewer than 732 strokes, tailed by a leaping lasso, who thus at all this marvelling, but will press on hotly to see the vaulting feminine libido of those interbranching orm sex up and in sweet, sternly controlled and easily repersuaded by the uniform matter-of-factness of a meandering male fist. Duff Mugley, who now may be quoted by very kind arrangement, his dectroscophonious photosensition under supersonic light control may be logged for by our none-too-distant futures as soon as stone values can be turned out from Chromophilamos Limited at a millicentime the microamp, first called this kind of padigoeasy partnership the Eulichian, or Tetrachyric, or Quadrumane, or Ducks and Drakes, or Debts and Dishes perfect. Vide, some for